Blog Talk Radio.
A dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies is his and hers. You stand with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison hurt. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got about buses, it's better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turning your car, should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder I bit on a shirt.
A dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this shit ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, you see the feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type that'll kill you for that. That's why we retract and show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
A dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last but not least, we send you away, you really was still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing fool, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, to be in their jail, facing like menaces. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us menaces. Our justice is done in the street cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peace, they shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. Cause he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference of having one when you still gon' kill me for having none? I might as well have it and play it by ear in case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about your uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you meet me, and neither one of us is going home.
A dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night. A dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? The building.
Try that. No, about yeah, straight. Yep. Try that one. Cause that one, that chord has been acting. Yeah. I don't know if it's gonna make it all over there, but yeah, at least make it close enough to the table there. Let's say we back on the radio. Charging. Okay. Yeah. So that chord must be bad, cause that chord hasn't been charged. Let me see. If we on the radio. Hello. How'd you get in there? The door was open? Yeah, because they have a concert up there. Okay. The front door, main door's open? That ain't supposed to be. Oh, well. There goes for security. All right, we good. What's up, Peppy?
What's going on?
I see you comfortable? Your chair close enough? You comfortable? Reunion back? Yeah. Are you going to talk loud enough so they can hear you today?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't talk loud enough last
time. Nah, you didn't. And you can bring the mic closer, move your chair, whatever it's going to take. Hold the mic in. You good?
Yeah, I did. Lean down.
You need to, does the chair go down anymore? I don't know. All right. That speaker, you about to like come around. Nah, the cord gonna come apart. That's close you're gonna be able to get. Hello? Hey, I'm doing my podcast. I gotta call you back. All right, I'll call you back. Bye.
I got to talk in the mic.
There you go. All right, we good? Let's see. All right, we back. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Episode number 12.
Real.
So let me introduce, what's up? What's up, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to another episode of Peppy and Snap Radio Show. I'm your man, Snap.
I'm your man, Peppy.
And we back.
Right.
In the flesh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's been a minute, man. Well, I just saw you Friday, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, for this, it's been a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool, man.
For the combination.
I know, right? Give them the 1-2 punch. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let them know what's been going on with us, man. Now, we got a crazy show. So before we get started, man, what do you think about the topic that we were talking about on Friday at Culture Kings?
Yeah, it threw me off. We didn't, you hear me, you know, that was, came a whole nother direction.
Right, right.
I'm thinking about it from that angle when you said that.
And you want me, I'm going to tell you what's so crazy. Tuesday night, I actually was over, went to a get together, right? And it was a mixed crowd, people our age, and it was younger people, right? And I brought that up about the topic that we had, and all the younger females said they'd be cool with that. They said, we get it. They were like, this is the world we live in. And they were like, they wouldn't mind it. I was like, wow.
Like you said, I mean, because their generation got immunities like ours do.
Yeah.
Like we know how, without GPS and cell phones, we experienced it before.
Right, exactly. We're
driving around our city without knowing, you know, something telling us where to go. We
right.
Still had to find it.
You know what, man? You could adjust your chair the other way, man, make you comfortable, man. Like, you're going to be able to bend up for 2 hours. You're going to be all right? Because it could adjust either way. Like, bring it around the front more. You good? Because last time you were sitting like that, yeah. And see, I turned your mic up a little bit and see.
Yeah, turn my mic up that way.
There you go. Yeah. And then
or
see.
Or hope it don't.
Like, I took the feedback. Now I'm talking there and see.
Yo.
That's bad. That's better than you can. All right, just making sure you're comfortable. But yeah, man, it's like it's a total different generation now. So it's like, you know, they got to worry about things that we didn't have to worry about. When we was growing up, we had to worry about making some babies that we didn't want or catching the thing.
They got to worry about the same things, just way more late, you know, way more accessible. Everything's way more accessible.
And different. There's different alternatives. Now, we didn't really have that problem with it, really, about, are you been a girl your whole life?
Teddy Pendergrass, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, but Teddy knew what he was getting out there.
I'm just saying, they was doing it back then. So
that
wasn't on the scale that it is now, but it was the same.
It's always been around.
Threat.
It's been around since the Greeks.
Longer than us.
Since the Romans. Which is so funny, speaking of Teddy Pendergrass, all right, tonight's topic is stories told about gangsters, right? And the reason why it's tonight's title is because The other day, they showed the documentary. Nas and them released a documentary about the Supreme Team. You familiar with the Supreme Team, who they were?
Yeah.
But when I was watching that documentary, and we're going to get into it more in tonight's show, but I'm just letting you know what the topic is about.
Okay.
I watched it, and I said, and then I looked at all these other documentaries and stuff. They talk about all these other gangsters like Nicky Barnes and whoever, whatever. And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? They only tell gangster stories about the ones that got caught or the ones that got killed.
Well, I mean, the ones that didn't ain't shouldn't be telling their story unless they're somewhere. It ain't no safe. Cause sometimes
it ain't no
statute of limitations. So that's the pros and cons of the being a public. Well, getting, no matter if you was trying to or not, you catapulted into public eyesight. You know what I mean? To where yo, like they had Nicky Barnes on the cover of that magazine.
Right.
No dope dealer want to be on the cover of Time magazine as a dope dealer. I mean, if he's smart.
Right.
But if you know you're on Time cover, you ain't in jail yet. You know you got a fight on your hands.
It's coming,
least,
right?
I mean, at least he know that.
You'd have put yourself on the radar. If you wasn't already on the radar, but he really made himself a target. Because the mayor and the governor are like, oh, no, we ain't having this.
They put you on the cover of a magazine that big. You got some issues. You got big issues.
Yeah. Exactly. And so that's what we're going to talk about, that because there's a lot of things there. Because, you know, like you said, statute of limitations. Like, what is a statute of limitation?
Well, I mean, the thing of it is, you're not doing it for fame. You're doing it for money.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So you get the ones that don't go to jail, didn't get known, whatever the case is, they ain't, I mean, you can't, unless you got some type of immunity or something, I was silly rapping when I was rapping back in the day, younger, talking about stuff I was doing. Or wasn't doing, but still was in the business, so I could have been doing it. You know what I mean? I wasn't looking at it the same. I kind of dry telling on my own self.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They see what's going on.
They're
doing that.
Yeah, like
we did it too. Back
yeah.
In the day. We didn't realize it though. We was rapping, talking. If I'm a dope dealer, real dope dealer rapping,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about the dope dealing stuff in the raps, and I really do sell dope. Yes, it's kind
you
of
you dry snitching on yourself, right?
Yeah, you're definitely antagonizing somebody.
That's true too. You poking the bear, as they say.
And if you don't go get on that other side and make the kind of money that cleans you up, you got a problem. Even when you do, they're gonna be mad at you.
Still got a problem.
You're still be dealing with, you know, all your homies probably just came with you, so you save them. But you still got some that's still over there that you ain't gonna just cut off. You know what I mean?
And you know what? Now that I think about it too, they trying to change the laws now because they're using these rappers' lyrics against them in court, like they said you dry snitching on yourself, and they actually, and to me personally, that what they're trying to do, they fight to not let them use that anymore as the law, because they're like, hold on, man, that's just the same as Rambo doing a movie and Rambo killed 20 people, but it ain't the same.
It ain't the same when you got a family member that just got killed, and this dude that killed him is rapping about it on a CD, and you know you going through the grief of your family member. You know the situation, whatever they say, having rumors, whatever, or you know what I mean. The police, he ain't in jail yet, and ain't nobody telling on him. So you hear me? How you gonna feel about him rapping on it on a tape, and you know that what he did, and he get to rap about it, and you hearing that? Everybody gonna be mad at that? Everybody, daddy, who ain't gonna be mad?
Right.
And they know,
right?
And they can hear that and see, oh, this is he the one supposed to did. He's saying it, and they really getting to saying names and everything. Now I'm just saying,
I know they
without saying no names in person to know what you're talking about.
That's true.
They'll say a name these days.
That's
they,
true.
They'll be blatant about it.
That's true.
And B done did it.
That's true. They just got, like, matter of fact, I'm going to play his clip before it's out. It's over with. That little young boy named, I think his name was Tay K or something like that. Some little young dude from Texas. This was like about 3 years ago, and they just gave him like 55 years. But he did a music video. Like, he literally did a video standing next to his wanted poster. You see what I'm saying? Taunting him, poking the bear, swatting the hornet's nest or whatever. So then they wonder why they came after. So that's what we're going to get into today or whatever, all right? You guys are listening to the Peppy and Snap radio show. We're no longer the Peppy and Snap podcast. We need to change our name. And you guys can also call in. You want to call in, have a conversation with us, or you want to say something about the topic tonight, you can hit us up at, what's the number, 515-605-9800. Once again, that's 515-605-9800. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back to get into this gangster talk. It's your man Snap.
It's your man Peppy.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies is his and hers. You still with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison hurt. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets the rest of the life while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black bus, it feels better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turning your car, I should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this shit ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, the city feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type of the keys for that. That's why we retract, to show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions, headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last but not least, we send you away, you really was still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing food, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, to be in a jail, facing like fantasies. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us menaces. Our justice is done in the street cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peaceful, shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. If he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference to having one? Well, you still gon' kill me for having none. I might as well have it and play it by ear in case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about the uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you meet me, and neither one of us is going home.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Wow. What's up? Welcome back to the Peppy Snap Radio Show. I'm your man, Pep. I'm your man, Snap.
I'm your man, Peppy.
That's crazy, man. Everybody, listen.
Look,
I told these brothers
that did that.
Hey. Who? What? Somebody use your name?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, a couple times.
No stuff.
Yeah,
Cold-blooded.
At least they told me, though.
Yeah, after the fact.
Yeah, after the fact. So did. But they did it.
That's wild, man. Isn't that crazy?
But you know what? I say, well, if you that cold, for a joke, use your name to get on something. I'm going to take the fifth day with the sweet. I ain't lie, but hey, but okay. I'm going to have to turn that into something.
But a little bit of there, because I guess there is a form of flattery. Like, if you want to run around and see me. It also definitely some danger. Like, hold on, man. Especially if they was doing some old dirty stuff.
No,
I'm just talking about if somebody try to put dirt on your name,
right,
under your name.
Whatever they was doing, I didn't know.
Yeah.
P-U-P.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do, man, I got a clip here I want to play real quick. It's the trailer for the documentary, The Supreme Team, that was on. And then we're going to get into that in a second. So let's hit this clip real quick.
Show it on.
It's going to be audio,
because
we doing the radio. So listen. Oh, my bad. I got to mute it.
Something's always going to drag you back in.
Got to rewind it.
Who's calling from? I'm sort of a cousin.
The whole objective for me being in the game was to exit the game. Something's always going to drag you back in.
Were always important to me because at the end of the day, they were the only people I saw that had any money. Now, people in the outside world would say that's not really success, but when you're from where we're from, it is success.
The Supreme Team was one of the most notorious conglomerates in the country.
Supreme was the boss. Prince would be the underboss.
They both are go-getters. They didn't want to be denied.
These guys were juggernauts, bigger than life.
They lived by a code.
Get cars, get money, get rich.
You saw street corner CEOs popping up all over our city.
I was selling 10 to 15 keys a week. We were branching out all over Tall Island.
We were actually in our career, but I'm saying.
Crack was the engine that transformed the city. If Einstein opened the project, he would have been selling drugs.
I've been in jail for 32 years. You look back on your life, you find out what made you become criminal-minded. What happened?
They didn't create the chaos.
The chaos was here. These people were at the right place at the right time for the perfect storm.
You don't want to fight a war forever. The longer you stay in that war, the greater the chance of you getting killed.
So that's the Supreme Team trailer, right? It's on Showtime, produced by Nas. Have you seen it yet?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So before I get into the documentary, do you know anything about their story at all? The Supreme
Team? Yeah, I know about it. Some.
And what's his name? Supreme Prince. I mean, what's his name? Kenneth Supreme.
Right.
And his nephew. I can't think of his. They call his nephew Prince. Let me see if I can look up his nephew real quick. So this is the thing. The reason why I want to have this conversation today is because these guys from New York are hyped up like they're like urban legends or whatever, right? Which is nothing wrong with that. But Indianapolis had gangsters as much on that level too. We just wasn't in New York.
Every city got them, no matter how big. It's just levels.
Every
it's
city
levels.
Got them. Yes.
It's levels, you know what I mean? It's all the same. It's the same thing, though. Like you said, Chicago, well, the same. They got big. What's the difference? It's the same. You know what I mean?
The same.
It's more, if it's bigger city, got more to offer. So their big is bigger than our big. Even though once you get so big, it can't. You know what I mean? You can only get.
You
so
only go on plateau. You don't get so big.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? You can only get as big as the pond. You, like I say, big fish in a small pond. You understand me?
Yeah.
That's a big pond. There ain't no small pond. So big fish in a big pond.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the thing is this. There have been some people, you know, for sure you already know you can't even make everybody happy. We know that. There's always going to be somebody has something to say about something. So there's been some people out there who was really part of that lifestyle, that game, and understand it. So they try to put out there that why you guys glorifying some drug dealing gangsters from the 80s and the 90s, you know what I'm saying? But the same question is, well, why y'all glorify gangsters and stuff from the 1920s?
How many
Al Capone movies have you seen?
I'm right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So what's the difference?
What's the difference? It's like, what's wrong with them getting a bag? That's why I was asking the question about they tell movies and stories about the ones who got caught or got killed. So why not? If you can get an opportunity to make a living and make some money, clean money from your life of crime in the past, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And ain't nothing wrong with eating.
No.
It's your story. It's their story. So
like you said, the ones who haven't never went through prison system, you know what I'm saying, they're still alive. It'd be hard to talk about their, you know what I mean, their past.
Yeah. But I think what's happening is, this is me personally thinking, I really believe that some of those gangsters from that era that didn't get caught up is helping their brothers tell their story. Let's eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's almost like, so in other words, my whole thing is like, bro, you're documented. So let's write the book. Let's write the movie. You see what I'm saying? Let's do this thing or whatever. So let's eat. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what they're doing.
I mean, somebody that ain't like been to jail for their crimes will probably put it.
No, I'm saying it. No. What I'm saying is they're helping their homies tell their story. You get what I'm saying? Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
You said they helping their homies tell their story. The homies tell his own story.
Yeah.
Not his.
Right.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? The one who's behind the curtain that didn't get publicized.
So you're saying he's telling them how to, the ones that already got locked up for it.
They're working with them to make sure they eat off their stories. It's already a public story.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. You want them to try to help them eat too.
Yeah. And
just with that, like I say, putting somebody in there that, say the feds was on him but didn't get him, you know what I mean?
Right.
He ain't great.
No, he ain't. Nobody. Only person to know that he's involved is the homie that he's helping. He still ain't coming out in the public.
Yeah.
He's still in the shadows. You know what I'm saying?
But my thing is, how is he helping?
Because they know him. You know, they know each other. People know each other. You see what I'm saying?
The people that know, the people telling them to have an authentic story so they have more authentic information when they're telling the story?
Yeah, but at the same time, they can tell the story because it won't be no flashback.
The thing is this. If they know who the story is about, like I said, unless it's fictitious or, like I said, change the names or something.
They can do that part to protect the one that's in the shadows.
But most dudes that made it through don't want to. I wouldn't want to if I made it through without, you see what I'm saying? I wouldn't go talk about the stuff in the past that I made it through past and didn't get locked up.
No, they're not the ones talking.
They're not talking, but you're saying they're told you their stories.
No, not if they're not telling their story at all.
They're just consulting to the situations is period.
Yeah, so they're helping their homies tell their story. So perfect example, like the story with Supreme. Mm-hmm. Supreme's whole history has been documented. He's been documented. Okay.
It's already
out there. we can tell this story until the wheels fall off. But I'm your homie, I don't know, Rollo. I'm just saying a name. It ain't no real person, y'all. I'm Rollo, right? I might have been his plug the whole time, whatever, but Rollo is in the shadows. Don't know. Don't only people who know Rollo is the people who need to know Rollo. So Rollo's not a public figure at all. Rollo, he's in the shadows. He's a ghost. See what I'm saying? But Supreme is not a ghost. Everybody knows his. Oh, we just use Supreme as an example, you guys.
Right. They, you're saying Supreme is playing that consulting role.
No, Rollo's playing the consulting role to help Supreme eat off of his story. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Because nobody still knows who Rollo is.
I'm trying to help Supreme eat off Supreme's story, not
yeah,
Rollo's
not
story.
Rollo's story.
Yeah, he's just connecting him with people. What is
yes,
he
he's
help?
Connecting him with people.
The story is story.
The story
so
is
he
story.
Ain't helping story part.
The he's
story
helping with the story part, too.
Story
but
just putting it out.
But right, but the story, nobody in the story will still never know who Rollo is. So Rollo could probably have been there since day one. But no one will ever know who Rollo is, though. No one knows who Rollo is. No way. Rollo's not mentioned no story. Only story that's told is the story that's already been documented. You see what I'm saying? Because, right. And what made me think about this was there's a TV show called The Chi, right? And there's an OG on there that anytime something goes wrong in the neighborhood, he pops up. When he pops up, all the shot callers, he comes like, what we doing? We in the news too much, too many bodies, too many, what we doing? See what I'm saying? One of the OGs is the mayor of the city. See what I'm saying? But he's official. So the mayor did something, you got to go. They made him, he didn't kill him, but, you know, they took him out the city, right? So now the mayor is back, but the mayor came back with the OG because the OG is like, look, he's back in the city. Y'all got to fix this mess. And then boom, but nobody knows the OG. You get what I'm saying? He's an old man. Don't nobody know him from Adam except the ones who need to know who he is.
Right.
And they got ones that are public figures, like the one guy, he's the mayor, but he's, you see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is like, for these guys, because I'm like, yo, they started to make a lot of these movies and they know some inside information. And somebody got to be consulting about this story.
Oh, right, for them to get it accurate.
Yeah,
accurate.
Right.
Well, I mean, first of all, Supreme is alive.
But he's in a Supermax, too.
He's out for a minute.
Yeah.
He's out for a minute. He was already doing movies and type of stuff. So he probably already had his plan to do his own. You know what I mean? His own story. It already had. And they had a group, too. So, like you said, not all of them. Everybody don't go to jail. You know what I mean?
Supreme been in the Florence Supermax since
2011. He got out. He had did one fed bit and got out for a few years.
Yeah, right.
So that's during that time. You know what I mean?
They got him for some bodies. So then, and then his nephew, he's doing life right now too, and they're trying to get him out now. I'm trying to find his nephew, because you know when he went in the first time, the nephew took over, and the nephew got caught up with a bunch of bodies, and then he went back in, and then Supreme came back out, and then went back in. So
I think Supreme situation, he had an open investigation when he got out. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't do nothing new. I don't know. I don't think
and
so.
You know what's so crazy about that you say that? Because in this particular, spoiler alert or whatever, y'all guys just need to watch the documentary. We tell y'all should know this story. It's a 30-year-old story. But the homies told him that. When he came home, they said, you got to move different. These young boys ain't the same young boys when you went in 12 years ago. The game ain't the same like it was 12 years ago. Move different. But he's like, he's like, I am who I am. So he kept moving the same way he was moving.
I mean, some people, come, you know, ride it all the way out that way. But he was looked like he was trying to get into entertainment. He was doing entertainment business though. So he was trying. Some people could have dug too big of a hole for themselves already. I understand that one. When you can't, ain't no. You can quit, and they still gonna be mad enough that you still might have some stuff lingering that's gonna come back to haunt you. Best if you got people kill. You know, they saying alleged bodies or whatever the case is. You know what I mean?
Or they gonna just be like, nah, we gonna get you regardless.
People's cliques can lie on them if they was in the clique. Feds let them lie. They was there.
That's true. That, you know what? That is so true. If the government wants you, man, they will lie, steal, and kill. Just like
the government ain't gonna know it's a lie. They won't even care it's a lie. They know all four of y'all was there when he got killed. You know what I mean? Evident. They can't prove who shot him.
Right.
They didn't catch you there at the time. They caught you later. See what I'm saying? If the four dudes in the house, two shot, two didn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
What if the two that didn't shoot? Or the two that shot say the two that did shoot shot.
That again.
Four dudes went in the house, and, you know, two shot, two didn't.
Okay.
They was just thought the two that didn't shoot must have just thought it was gonna be a robbery, but the two that went in, the other two turned it into murder. What if the two, when they catch the case, all four of them gonna catch it? Two that did the shooting, it turns it into the murder. Turns on the two that didn't do no shooting and say. They the ones who shot even when we was in the house.
Yeah, but...
And they can do that.
They can do that, but... You know what's so crazy, though?
They can do it, and it can stick if the jury believe them. About who the jury gonna believe? Which two?
But I guess the part that throws me off a lot of times, because I'm, you know, I'll be watching these documentaries and all the stuff, you know, all these dudes come home, and I notice... The dudes who was just about the money and didn't have bodies, their whole case was a totally type of situation. It's almost like they're not as mad at them. Kind of like, you was getting that money and you didn't give us our taxes, so we're going, you know what I'm saying? But the ones who was getting the bodies was like, yo, man, y'all just doing too much. And you know what I'm saying?
Trust me. No, you can't. I mean, do you have to do anything to be... our kind and get in the mess. I mean, do you?
No, not
right.
Really.
You don't. We got people that don't like us already.
Right.
From the gate. You hear me? It ain't on us. It's on them. They don't like us for something out of our control. So when you put fuel on the fire, whatever you're doing, just know that. I mean, you can't. You see what I'm saying? Know that. Go hard the right way. Either way, you're going to get some action. Remember? Awesome.
So do you feel, I mean, me personally, I'm going to answer, okay, well, I'm going to throw a question out there, but I'm going to say my personal opinion about it, right? I don't have a problem with eating off of this. Because, like, once again, since my whole life, I probably knew more about Al Capone and Lucky Luciano and all them probably more than I knew about anybody else. So those stories...
Interesting, man.
It's interesting.
I couldn't tell my story and say he can't tell you that. How could I tell that? As much as you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I know a lot of what he's experiencing. You know what I mean? You know.
So
from that side of being a target.
So there's been like a lot of dudes while they're behind the wall. They be writing books and tell-all books and stuff like that. And then, like, you know, like your boy done got the magazine Don Diva and all that stuff, and they say that you would go and interview gangsters and stuff, whatever, from that era or whatever. Was that frowned upon?
I mean, as far as what, like, you saying?
Telling your story. Like, if a person...
It is if you do this book, because some dudes have appeal issues that they can still possibly come back to court on, so they kind of still have to be kind of cautious in their case, and they have a high profile case and they be trying to fight it. You don't want to be in magazine, you see what I'm saying? But
right.
They still may get put in a magazine by
Because I'm gonna sound like there might be glorifying, like, oh, she, like, poking the bear.
You don't want to talk, you know, like I said, you don't want to poke the bear, like you said.
Right.
That's why a lot of, you know, most guys that got a chance to get back on appeal or something, feel like they got a loophole in their case or somewhere, they wouldn't want, you know, all that tension, you know what I mean, after incarceration. But
okay.
Sometimes they get their choice, sometimes they don't.
And the reason why I'm asking these questions, because I watched people's reviews about this documentary about the Supreme Team, right? And some of the people who were, like, there, or even some old members of the Supreme Team, said they didn't like the documentary. They said the documentary was soft. They said, if you're going to tell the documentary about the Supreme Team, tell the story, right? Tell the gory stuff.
They wanted you to tell the stuff that's going to make sure he stay in jail the rest of his life.
Well, he's already in jail for the rest of his
no,
life.
No, he, because right. There's always that chance.
Exactly.
But you want to poke the bear
right.
And tell it to where you just make sure they get madder at the man. He already in jail.
Exactly.
And he might have a chance to get out. You know what I mean?
Him and his
been
exactly.
20-something year, whatever.
You
whatever
answered the question.
Whatever the
year. That was there. Exactly. So they were smart making this documentary the way that they made it. Because the one dude was like, man, that documentary wasn't nothing but a prison reform movie to help Prince come home.
That's
what's
what
wrong
it's
with
for.
That?
That's about right
exactly.
Now.
I redemption.
Well, I'm telling my story for the kids.
Right.
And not go through that humiliation, degradation, the pain.
Mm-hmm.
It.
So
yeah, ain't no other reason. I mean, you want the money to come with it, you know, but that's for the kids too. They're gonna
yeah.
die. Leave it to them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They're gonna have it.
And it's crazy that
why are we alive?
Exactly. And that's the part that I'm like, me personally, I like the documentary. But I knew the story already. But there was a couple things about the story I didn't know about, but I knew the story. But I like the documentary because it didn't do that because it's like, I'm putting you like this. You tell that story when they're dead. If a man is still alive and could possibly get out, you see what I'm saying? But he passed away, then tell the story.
I'm going to say this about getting out. I know it's off the topic, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
We got to get our own people out of jail. We asking people that got them in there to get them out. That's what something we got to get up. Look
right.
at that differently.
So any ideas of how we can do that?
Yeah.
To get them
learn
out?
Their system, learn why they shouldn't be in there with their rules and regulations that they got. That's how we get them out. Show them where they are being a criminal, keeping them in the jail as a criminal. That's what you got to do, and then that's what gets them out.
That's what gets them out.
That's what gets them out. So whoever's smart enough to do that. Wow.
That's cool. Well, on that note, we're going to take a break, you guys, and listen to the Peppiest Snap Radio Show. We back, bro.
Right.
We back. I hope you guys enjoying the topic because we go deep, you guys. We say things that's going to make you think. At the same time, we're doing this whole thing, man, to bring awareness to our people. So we're taking a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies, this isn't her. You staying with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison her. We training to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got about buses, it's better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turned in your car, should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line.
We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night. Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. If feds is listening in for me, they know this ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what, I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, tryna be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, to see the feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type of the keys for that. That's why we retract and show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat. Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night. Last when I leave, we send you away, you real, you're still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing food, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, to be in a jail, facing like sentences. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us ministers. Our justice is done in the street, cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peaceful, they shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. Cause he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference to having one when you still gon' kill me for having none? I might as well have it and play it by ear in case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about your uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you need me, and neither one of us is going home. Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome back to the FP and Snap Radio Show. I'm your man, Snap.
I'm your man, Peppy.
And we getting into these stories, man. We getting in the deep. And like I said, if you guys want to call in and talk to us, you can hit us up at area code 515-605-9800. That's 515-605-9800 if you want to comment about our topic tonight. And tonight's topic was stories told about gangsters. But what triggered the show was I watched the documentary of the Supreme Team that Nas produced on Showtime, and there's a couple things that popped up. Was one, it's like, yo, they don't tell stories, they only tell stories about the gangsters who are dead or locked up, and that's the way it should be. And then two, some people had the audacity to complain saying that the documentary was soft, and them are the people that you might be want to be aware of. You see what I'm saying? So how do you feel about the topic so far?
I mean, because who's trying to, that's what's wrong with the streets now. Everybody trying to be hard and, you know what I mean, and thinking, you know, they think because you trying to be, you humble and trying to live in peace and, you know, stay around for your family, yourself. What about smart? And
right.
What about I still bust your head still?
Right.
If you force me.
And why you need to let everybody know your business? Who needs to know knows. And everybody know that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, they want
to. Who needs to know who you are? Know who you are.
But they really want to be known for it. They want. They think it's fly. You know what I mean?
They
want to
be the Teflon Don. They want to be famous.
Like I said a long time ago, the reason is the streets and the joint ain't one. If the streets and the joint was one, you wouldn't be having these issues.
What does that mean? I don't. What do you mean the streets?
You gotta alter your character when you get in the joint. You know you messed up. you know, because these guys that's living out here behaving a certain way, when they get in there, going to be on the best behavior. Or get, like,
oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Even in the group, if they're in a group, they're going to be on their best behavior because they still, the group will bang their head up. So if they had that kind of structure out here, so as soon as they get out here, they act some different way.
A monkey, like they say.
Get back in there, they in order, you know what I mean?
Damn, that makes sense. Damn.
If the streets in the joint was one where you couldn't escape, just because you just got out, you think escape what we going to do to you. If it was in here, you just left us. And we had an understanding. Now you get out. Now you think you can act a fool and do this or that and this and that. It's going to lead you back in here with us if you don't tell or get killed first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you come back, what you think going to happen? You know what I mean? So that's why they need to be one.
So you need to be humbled in the joint and in the streets. You need to be as one.
Like, you need to act like...
accordingly.
Yeah, you need to act like jail is possible for you. They act like jail ain't possible for them. How could you... do all this, known for bodies and fighting case and beating them, and think you just gonna keep doing that? Where you get the pass at? Why you ain't scared? I'm not saying scared. You should be scared. You're doing all that, you don't have a right to be scared of nothing. If you're doing that.
But, why don't you have the wherewithal to think? Don't
do
that.
Don't have the consciousness to know. I mean, are you gonna shoot it out when they come and pick you up? Like, what type of? You see what I'm saying? What's your plan?
And they never do that.
What's your plan?
They you never do that.
You gonna do all this killing your community. Tough guy, win money and I'm flossing, I'm killing and I'm the man, then they come and get you. You ain't gonna shoot it out with them. Then you're gonna go to jail forever. Probably get whooped a few times in there or something because you ain't can't fight and shooting. If you ain't got the gang and the gang ain't run, ain't no one gang running no joint. It's all in there. So hey, it ain't no running it. It's collective. But brothers trying to get along because it's gonna be there ain't nowhere to go. The building ain't big enough to go nowhere. They got knives and weapons that's gonna kill. They trying to kill you. Folks got life and all day miserable, mad, part of groups. And like I said, it's structure. Certain joints is zero. Ain't no fighting. It's prisons there. There's no fighting.
Really?
All stabbings. You didn't know that, huh?
Well, I know.
I mean, you can if you don't think, you know, put your mind there for that.
You said no fighting,
no
only stabbing.
It's only stabbing. So they need to know that. You know what I mean? And they don't even, you see what I'm saying? They used to pistols out here. You ain't no pistol. Can't fight. You're going to get beat up. Because size do matter. It should. 6'4", it's 5'4". Should. He should be able to mop him up. He should. That don't mean every 5'4" dude going to, you know. But... knife against knife, even knife against knife. 6'4" and 5'4". That's still a big old, you see where I'm coming from?
Gladiator school.
Exactly. But he's still 5'4", still could get him, though. He got a knife, too. But I'm just saying, this is the stuff that we need. The kids that's probably doing the most damage ain't thinking about. They don't care about it till it's old. If they're getting away with bodies.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
They just feeling that stuff. They feeling they didn't kill somebody. They still out. They get props for it. They get drilling. You know what I mean? They selling drugs, doing this or robbing or whatever else they doing. If they killing, they doing other stuff too. That's the lot. Killing's the worst, right?
It is.
So what's under that other? They doing the stuff under, up above killing. So
right.
If they're killing, I mean, they
right.
Can't be killing poor people. I mean, and they're young. People are young, teenagers doing this. But these same people... they're going to juvenile from babies, 8, 9, 10, boys' school.
So they've been groomed to do this.
I mean, but
groomed to be a menace?
That's why the podcast be. Because, they've been groomed by two people, two candidates, the environment and the one that really behind it, the plan, that had the plan for this.
Mm.
They've been groomed, right. So make sure we know the grooming has been a double-sided grooming. You know, the double-sided grooming, you know what I mean?
So that whole school to the prison pipeline, that's real.
What?
When they claim there's a from school to prison pipeline, like it's real. Like we going to groom them from here. Little League, like with sports. They be looking at a little boy or a little girl at 6, like she going to be the next superstar. He going to be the next superstar. And they groom them to be the next Michael Jordan.
My brother was going to the league at 4. We said it at 4. When I was 12, he was 4. You're going to the pro. That one going. He's going.
So they do the same thing with the street type of thing. Like, we're going, he going to be groomed to be the next.
They can see it. They can certain traits. You know, the greatness going to show at whatever age it's at. Whatever age it's at.
So you think a person can look at a child and go, he going to grow up to be a criminal?
Yeah, well, no. You can look up and say he's the type that will if he's not guided and guarded.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And then
nurture, like somebody say, nurture versus nature. If you don't nurture them, then they're going to go with what nature do. If that's what nature, you stay around that nature, then they're going to be that.
And
so
that's
you got to be nurturing them into something else. Use the same drive that would have went that way. See what I'm saying? I played football, remember? They
right.
kept me, stayed on me about the football. And got me, what you doing over there with Johnny? Be drinking and smoking, and you somebody, you know, get a, you go to, put you in a camp. Send me out of tent. Go send me somewhere. I was that, you know what I mean?
Right.
That nurture that, but they did it the way they could. But that's it. Some people need a different kind of nurture. You got to know you're dealing with an extreme. If I'm extreme good in sport, I could have a extreme character. So I could be bad for me, too.
Right.
I could be extremely crazy over here.
Right.
Off the field.
That makes sense. And so,
but not saying I was. I'm saying I was doing things that the nature, the neighborhood, the things I was around. You see what I'm saying? If I wasn't with my big cousins and, you know, that was
right.
older and doing stuff, I already let lie on us younger to do it. We was already doing it for them, probably.
Right.
But we got somebody older to do it with regularly because we couldn't have did it regularly. We too young. They already older and off the porch, you know.
Right.
My father ain't in the house. My father is in the house. He off the porch sooner. He 3-4 years older than me, 5 years older than me.
Right.
My father at home. So he got way more leeway. You know what I mean?
And so it's possible, like you said, like they go to juvenile or something like that, they can actually be groomed for that life. That's our old.
Not going to jail, you don't know about jail. But first time you go, whether it be juvenile, you know about it. You know
yeah.
what it's like. You know what I'm saying? So they get immune to it. They get immune to
because they probably like, so they, that's their life. That's part like that.
They
get immune to it.
Some people do better in jail than the street.
Oh, I know.
I never had a dime. Getting the joint, and he's a man.
No
he,
stuff.
Yeah, because he cleans up. He don't get high in there.
Yeah.
You got dudes that do their whole bit clean and get right out and go right back to the drug that got them locked up and did the whole bit clean.
Really?
They couldn't be around. They just couldn't handle knowing the drug is. And they could have got it in there, but I don't know why.
They just can't function out here in the world. I know somebody like that too, man. Cause
and then you don't have to do much. You can. And you know what I mean? It's easy to get in trouble, hard to get out of.
It is.
So
that part.
You're actually doing things to get in trouble. The more chances you're taking at that, this is the spot for sure.
Damn.
But that's the problem, man. In the streets, and the joint got to be one, man.
Possible, though?
It's possible to a point, yeah, because we forget about the ones in the joint because they in there out of mind, out of sight, out of mind, and they got all day, and it's, you know, and it's like if we kept in touch with them and gave them a pipeline out here to communicate with us, whatever, they may need things in there to make their time as less as miserable as possible. Their mind, keep their mind in as least miserable as possible while they in there. And get all the lessons you can get. We got people who's out here going in there. We got people coming out here. Ain't nothing for them to come out to. They ain't going in there to nobody to teach them nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you have to have it both ways. The boys is going in, got to have somebody they can go into to get learned from, and they know they're going to learn something, become a better man when they come out. They got to go anyway. And then the ones coming out to have some brothers to come home to keep them on the straight path and help them get their life together. That's the one. And it won't be none. And then we'll know the difference. We'll know who don't care about us no more. We'll know who don't care about this. Once you do that and people, I ain't doing all that, listening to them, get in there and have to need them. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So you'll know we'll be able to weed out the problem.
Is there a way to do that, or does the system? Because I be hearing stories about dudes that's behind the wall where they're like, oh, he can't get a phone call for but twice a month, or he can't do where they cut you off from the wall. So is it possible to connect with the brothers behind the wall if necessary?
Religiously, we can connect with them. We can go in there and talk to them. Ourself, we got Muslim emails and stuff. If our backgrounds permit, will let us go in there, you know what I mean? And talk to them. That's one way, you know what I mean? But I'm saying,
when you say our backgrounds permit, so a brother who's been
to go through a background check,
can a felon go back into the teach?
Yeah, I got brothers that was felons that work in prison, in prisons now, because they did so good, they cleaned their life up so much. They counselors in the prison. They wanted them to counsel at the prison. Want to be counselor. They did so good while they was in there.
You know. So I got a question, because a couple of weeks ago I announced on my show moving forward that we created a network called VictimStoppers.us. And VictimStoppers.us is our version of, what can I say, what's the word I'm looking for, Peppy? Hold on, let me get my thought together. Support groups. So in other words, like everybody has a different mission. So what we done at Yizer, we done created a whole umbrella where everybody get their segment of what they need to their mission. Give me a perfect example, like with me. My mission is Fathers Against Abortion, because I was a victim of abortion. And I think that fathers should have some type of rights to, and we're not going to talk about abortion tonight because I'm just giving an example of VictimStoppers.us, where, so my mission is to be a support group for brothers who want to be a father, or even husbands whose wife terminated their child because they don't have nobody to go to help them go through that process. See, I had to go through that whole mourning process by myself because people was looking at me like, motherfucker, oh, sorry for cussing. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you tripping? Ain't no big deal. It's a big deal to me, though. You see what I'm saying? To me, I look at her as she murdered my child.
Yeah.
That's me, though. I'm not putting it on you. You see, I'm not putting it on. That's my struggle. And there, so I figured, since I didn't have nobody to help me, we created Victim Stoppers, and then part of Victim Stoppers is Fathers Against Abortion to help that. So what I'm saying is, the same thing as Victim Stoppers is another section, like, I don't know, don't go back to jail. How you help brothers who come back home? Is there programs for that?
Help them by what you went through, whoever, like, I know I can help them by what I went through coming home. You know what I mean?
That's what
you
I'm trying to say. Is where it's totally
separate. You know what they're going to go through. So you don't know. You just attack the problems that they're going to have. Like, what are they starting out, you know, where they're starting at in life? Do they got any skills? You know what I mean? Do they got driver's license? Do they ever have driver's license?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta
so are there programs out there that's like that right now? Like coming home programs like that?
I'm sure it is. You know what I mean? We need to have our own, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I say we have our own because we went through it, so we can tell, you know, the needs, the real needs. You know what I mean? Big T is working in that field.
He's
got some good stuff going on.
Oh.
But definitely we need, that's what who can tell, you know, who can tell you how to, you know what I mean? Like a brother, my Muslim brother, taught me how to come home from prison. We sat in there together because he had got out of prison and went right back. Got out the state joint and went right back to the feds. So he didn't stay out no time. Caught a fed case 30 days outside out of the state. Ran right into a conspiracy. So he in there, coming there, and he was telling me how to come home. You know what I mean? Telling me what I was experiencing. And it helped me. When I came home, like, dang, I really thought a different way.
Okay.
Like, everybody don't, if you grow up, just because you grew up, everybody ain't going to welcome you changing your mind and trying to be better. Some people look at the same person. They want you to be the same person. Drive you to be. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can change your mind. You know what I mean? Like, your heart ain't even there. You know what I mean? And you got to prepare for that disappointment. It's a disappointment. Then out here, and there be respect and you learn how to be more of a man. You get out here and nobody's interested in being a man, honest and about their word, or you see what I'm saying? Just totally loosely throw their word around. You're like, dang, I don't like that. I don't.
So is it possible for us to put together a program like that? Or is it best to hook up with somebody who's already doing it and we just become a support to somebody that's already out there?
Somebody has his life on the same ideology, on the issue that
right.
we got, you know what I mean? Which is, I was in there, so I know what it feel like, you know what I mean? And if guys in there that ain't never coming home, you got guys in there going to be coming home after a long, long, long time, guys coming back a little shorter than them, you know what I mean? You're talking about dudes doing 30 years, 20 years, still making it home. I only want to say 40, you know what I mean? But some of the dudes have done 40, 30, 20, 15, 10. So you got to have something for each minded person. And then you got different ages. You have a 40-year-old did 20 years. You got a 60-year-old did 20 years. You got an 80-year-old that did 30 years. You got a, see what I'm saying, 35-year-old that did 20 years. It's 35
right.
still. Then he was 15, he did 20 straight. So you got all these different situations to deal with.
Right.
Coming home after all that time, if they come home. Just because they don't come home, you got to reach back to who still has their wits, their drive to be a real man. Because people lose their mind in prison. Start
right.
doing things they wouldn't have normally did on the street. You know what I mean?
So I got a question. You know how, like, in the middle of the night, they be having, like, those commercials when they tell them I feed a kid in Africa for $12 and blah, 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 and all that stuff. We could do the same thing for people behind the wall, couldn't we? Like, we could say, these are such and such brothers, it's such and such, blah, 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 and they need support, so support them.
First of all, to me, it's easy, because in jail, you got groups, because they group up in there, you know what I mean? You got the Bar Brothers is in there, that, you know, for,
right.
you know what I mean? You got Nation, you got gangs, you
right.
got, and then people who ain't in none of the groups, I'm sure it's going to form one.
And so, listen, Pepe, because you know how I am, man. I'm for moving us forward completely, right? And I do understand the concept that, and this is the part that I don't get. If you're an activist, people think that an activist has to be broke. And I tell people all the time, any type of movement
can't be one without no money. That can't even be one. You ain't doing nothing but talking.
That's
you
all
ain't
you doing
do,
the
you ain't you can pray, you gonna pray and all that, but we ain't gonna get no wealth to go feed the kids and or push them into their natural let nurture them with the money into their so they don't have it so rough and have a peace of mind growing up. It's gonna be you see what I'm saying, the stuff kids going through when they life.
Yeah.
You know, even those adults that went through a lot of trauma as a kid due to our drugs, my drug sales, you know what I mean?
Right.
The stuff I did in the community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the effects of it. These are the grandkids of them. These are the grandkids that's out here killing of the people we got. You see what I'm saying?
So was it possible then? Say for instance, it was somebody that's behind a wall. And we say, okay, Brother X, we about to sponsor Brother X for the next year or two. And make sure that Brother X is getting the food that he needs, getting the books that he needs, stuff like that. Is that possible? Is it possible?
I would say you
can't do an individual person? What do you mean?
Because
he'd become a target.
I don't think it's fair.
It's not fair. It has to be a group because he might become a target maybe?
No, I mean, Not from his group.
So when you say group, like, what do you mean?
Why would you want? Okay, one, we're going to single out one. We all on the street. We on the street. They ain't.
Right.
We over out here to be able to circulate and get some money. They got to take chances of staying in jail longer to get money.
Okay.
We don't have to. We out here doing legit work.
Right.
So we the ones got to be the financiers for them. You see what I'm saying? Because the only way they going to get some is from their family. Are they going to come up with a hustle?
So make sure I'm understanding something, because there's a hierarchy to everything. For you, it's a group. So say, for instance, if there's a group of our Muslim brothers in a Terre Haute.
Right. They're there.
But it's
How would you go about it with them?
Yeah.
Nigga, you were perfect. Somebody that's in the joint, if you know somebody at that joint, to get us with the Muslim or get our Muslim brothers to go to that joint and get to find out who the imam is, the inmate imam.
Okay.
And who is the majlis is, the brothers who his little board of, advisors. He's going to have some security, everything. That's what you have to have. No matter where you are, you got to have those.
Out there in
the board.
Right.
And then you're going to, them are the guys that's already in there, got everybody's attention in their hearts already in leadership. So you ain't got to work with it. The leaders are already being in there leading already. Any leaders already
do
in
the
there.
I don't know if you know this question because I've never been in a nation. You've never been in a nation. Does the nation do that? Does the nation do that?
Are they in there?
No, what I'm trying to say, does the nation out here take care of the brothers that are part of the nation
inside? I don't know their business.
Okay.
I just feel like every group is responsible for their group. Every group.
So if we was to help finance them brothers, how do you get shielded from any type? Because, politics there and politics out here are two different things.
In other words,
Hold on. We got to take a break real quick. You listen to Pep Your Snap Radio Show. We're going to get back into this in a second. Let's take a break real quick, and then we'll be back. All right. We got, 46 minutes. All right. We'll be back in a second.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them buildings, this isn't hers. You still with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison hurt. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the street the rest of the life while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black buffer, feels better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turning your car, I should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this is ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honor, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, the city feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type that'll kill you for that. That's why we retract, to show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions, headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last when I leave, we send you away, you real, you still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing food, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, to be in a jail, facing like fantasies. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us ministers. Our justice is done in the street cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff, lying say he wasn't giving up. their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peaceful, shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. If he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference of having one when you still gon' kill me for having none? I might as well have it and play it by ear in case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about the uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you need me, and neither one of us is going home.
Our dream of life is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
What's up, what's up, what's up? We back listening to the FN Snap Radio Show. Man, we getting into a deep conversation. I'm your man, Snap.
I'm your man, Peppy.
And I hope y'all ready for this smoke. All right. Now, getting back to our topic, man, and talking about being able to put things together to help the different groups out. So this is the thing. I have to just be devil's advocate. I know there's not a perfect world, but I'm just going to throw this out here for a second. Say for instance, if an organization was attached to a group that's inside,
right?
And we know inside or out, anything that's man touched.
We want to hit up all the groups.
Yes, we do.
Or have to. You have to do that. You don't show no favoritism. No group in them. You helping your group, but you gotta help the other groups too.
And they're gonna have that's what I'm saying, to keep the peace.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you can't be like, yo, man, yo. Yeah, exactly. So I guess, okay, the first thing is, which now that redirects my question, is that possible?
Who ain't gonna step no money? Who?
Nobody.
Exactly. Whole prison take it. We can send the whole prison money on the book. Who would take the money?
So the thing is this, though, but you can't send the individual money. You can't. Can you send a group money on their books? Or it have to
you
be
have
that?
You have to know everybody. You have to know the whole thing. You have to get all
the... So what I'm saying is, would you send the money to the shot callers and make sure the shot callers' job is to distribute? Because that shit can come get bad,
no.
Too, right? You can't do that, right?
No. You send everybody. Shot callers going to get it. Will definitely get more support because they need more support.
So say for instance, if it's five groups and each five groups had 1,000 people that identified to that group, that means we would have everybody's information, all 5,000, and we would distribute to all 5,000. Got you. That's it, right? Got you.
That's just one thing. Money on their book. That's just one thing. One part of the problem.
Okay.
Everybody getting compensated. So ain't nobody got to be stealing and scamming to eat here. Everybody getting compensated.
Right.
But now, the thing, the hard part is, we can't say for every group, we got to say every group tribe or those like thereof. Because they're groups that hate our tribe. Can't fund them there. We can't. We better show them. Oh, y'all want to hate all tribe? All right, so all our tribe, the whole tribe. You ain't helping nobody hate us. Can't do that because you're going to be killing us with our own money. You're going to stab us up with our own money. So we're going to do that. So we're going to help our tribe. Maybe they'll show them like, oh, they ain't fighting no more money. As a matter of fact, they all getting along. So that means they all majority now, and they all getting along and on peace. We the only chaotic one. So it's going to even make some racial tension go away. Make racial tension go away because you won't have that. You won't have no blacks against each other so much.
So how much you think that the like say for instance the violence or the fighting and stuff in jails and the killing is financially driven?
It all go back to money, man.
It does all go back to money.
I mean, we don't listen to the lower. Listen to money. We're all guilty of it. We got to stay. That's the only stake that you got.
keeping not worshiping money. You see what I'm saying? Because money, you're funding somebody's peace of mind.
Right.
Got their attention. You probably got some of their loyalty. And somebody else can come and overfund, you know, take that from you if the loyalty is not real loyalty. But...
Because the reason why I'm asking this question is because I can remember, this was about 7 years ago, I reached out to one of the homies that was behind the wall. And I had, through the grapevine, they had told me that he was going through some. But they didn't tell me everything. They just said he was having a hard time. But they didn't make it financial. They was just like, he's going through a hard time. He needs some things to keep his mind. Whatever, whatever. So I reached out to his mother and said, hey, let me get his information because I want to send him some books and stuff like that to keep his mind. And his mom said, but when he said, he don't want no damn books. He wants you to send him some money.
He
want
to eat first. How are they
going to
read a book?
That's my point. But they didn't explain that, though.
6 o'clock every day. Do you ever eat after 6 o'clock?
Not every day. I'm not that disciplined, but I try not to.
Go to prison eating from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Off the prison.
Right.
After 6 p.m., you're on your own.
Especially with these privatized prisons.
The day till 6 in the morning, 6 in the evening, 6 in the morning, without eating a snack, without doing nothing but drinking some free water. Okay.
Okay.
That's all you're going to have for free is water.
So that gets
you
back
don't get
to
a
my...
candy bar free. You don't want a bar, but you know you can't be borrowing nothing, getting no debt with nobody, right? Know that, right?
Yeah.
So that means you're going to drink free water. Now, who you know can go from 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning without no snack or nothing? A man that want to hit weights or trying to do something in there to do, you know, move around a little
right.
bit. He's turning off the food. They done gave him so fast.
Right.
Well, you can't even work out if you ain't getting no money in the book because you're going
to show up. So if there was a system that was put in place where that we are raising money to help brothers behind the wall financially, would it be like a set amount, like everybody gets $200 a month?
Whatever their maximum spending limit is, whatever they can have. Whatever the max.
What do you mean a max? What do
I
mean?
Because they give them so many minutes a month, prepaid minutes.
So like $1,000? I mean, I know we can't do it all today on the show. It's just
different prison systems got different feds, got certain.
Right.
All these different states got different. You know what I mean? This had to be a start somewhere, but.
So why you think that there's no with all these organizations out here to raise all this money, these so-called nonprofit? Yeah, I know. Why you think they ain't done it yet?
Like we always do, we lie to ourselves.
Do we lie to ourselves? Yeah. I know some people lie to themselves every chance they get.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't lie to ourselves though, right?
No.
Why? Is because what would that do if the streets in the joint was one and we was helping them in the joint and we helping them come home and helping them live peaceful lives in the joint. They writing books. They got material. We making sure their business get handled straight and they get their money. They can take care of their families from the joint. Try to keep their relationship together. If they got wives on the street, help them keep them relationships together and that type of stuff. And they all one on the street. You can't escape us. The street or the joint, you can't escape us. And we economically, we're together too. Economically, we came together economically. I mean, I ain't going to mention all the potential from those, all the brotherhood, all that brotherhood, but
right.
It leads to economic wealth.
Well, I'm going to ask this question. I might can give you an answer to what you said, but I'm going to ask a question first and maybe have an answer to that. When behind the wall, the financial white boys that do like the white collar crime stuff, like the dude, like the what's the dude's name? He dead now, but.
Behind the wall.
I'm talking about what I'm trying to say is like the financial dudes. Are they where everybody is?
They behind the wall, they ain't the same financial dude, I tell you that.
Right, but what I'm trying to say, like, say for these dudes that's going to jail for stock fraud, and are they back and behind, are they with everybody too?
You know how much time we got.
As I'm talking about, because when we talk about the different
like
groups, whatever,
that
like they made up, that's the name.
Joint. I'm sure he's at a medium. They stabbing at a medium.
He was at a
so those, will those type of dudes have to join a group too? You see what I'm saying?
Why? I already part of a group. You don't think no other Madoffs in there? He's Madoff.
He's a Jew.
Yeah, so he got his Jew brothers that did the same stuff he did.
And they right, and they gotta protect themselves too.
Really?
They can.
If they can,
you know,
if not, they pay.
I'm not saying, I'm not trying to say that. The streets all over. Everybody you seeing on these documentaries, all these gangs and all these groups you watching these documentaries are in there.
Because the reason why I'm talking like this is because I want people to understand that the streets is the streets from the Madoffs to the Tukis. Is what I'm trying to get people to understand. Everybody thinks
when the Madoff get in there with Tukis, and then he gonna get gangster self, or he gonna get
exactly
he gonna get with the business. He's in one of them joints.
Exactly. So, so that's what I'm trying to get everybody. There's no such thing as a fucking white collar crime group or crime.
One joint.
Who?
Whitey Boy went to one joint.
Yeah.
And survived. Then as soon as he got to the other one, got murked.
Got
day
dealt
one.
With. Day one, got him murked.
Nah, so they must have. They don't. I don't know how they didn't kill him.
Who?
Normally, the one raped all the kids in Michigan State. All the little girls, gymnastics and stuff.
Yeah.
Kill him normally. I don't know how they got to him and didn't kill him, but they got to him and beat him up.
They beat him.
Unless they told him, don't kill him.
True.
No, somebody could have made a call, don't kill him, but ain't no way.
The NASA would have survived.
No.
They been. I heard that your boy didn't got his ass whooped too a lot. Your boy from Subway, the sandwich dude. They early. Yeah, he got whooped. They whooped his dog shit out of him.
Ain't happening.
You know the worst part about that, though, is a brother get put back there and he's innocent, though.
And that's the thing to keep, boy. And it's people that's innocent for crimes.
I'm talking about innocent for crimes that got touching kids type innocent. And then kind of found out he was innocent.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's some, but man, damn.
That's the one.
All I'm going to say is this. On something like that. Better hope and pray somebody know your character in there, and you in there for one of them. I tell you that much.
Cause if not,
I don't even think they know your character. They better know your character. And they got some, you know, respect where they believe them. It's some incidents, I'm sure.
I know somebody, man. I know some
better rate.
Yeah. I know somebody, he got put down for 7 years and was innocent a motherfucker. And they found out that he was innocent. He got out. You want me to take
but
the credit?
He already been through all kind of hell for
Yeah, for 7 years.
Innocent.
Yeah.
Some of them get raped.
I know they do.
Some of them get stabbed up, have to stab people.
Right.
Because what they do it, they still got to fight because they think you get it.
So you got to fight for your life.
That's the point of that. Sometimes he got to go to the same thing that he really did do it. Because perception, it ain't about reality. You don't know if he did it real or not. It proved that could have got real.
And let me tell you the part that was so crazy. When he got out, right? The chick who accused him died in a car accident like 90 days later. Like karma. Like he got, like literally got out. Was proven innocent the whole 9 yards, recanted the whole story. He got out. She was dead 90 days later. She died. She literally got killed in a car accident.
I'm sure that was one person that wasn't mad.
I think it was a whole lot of people because his family wasn't mad.
Lord knows what he went through.
Don't tell him what he went through behind him. Yeah.
But the feds ain't the same because... It's the same, but you got to do a Fed rate. You know what I'm saying? To go to Fed, you have to take somebody across state lines or something, make a federal case. So you don't see certain kind of cases.
Right. Like the R. Kelly shit. He got a RICO for sex trafficking as a solo RICO. Now, how much? We got 22 minutes.
He done too much in his life.
Gotcha. He done pissed off enough people where he can't get away.
The creators see everything we do. You know what I mean? Public and private. He's the only one see everything in private. So all the stuff
He know what's true. When you play with these people, you think you're playing with the people, you're playing with your creator. But they don't see it. They want to bless you and don't see it. He do see it. He can give them the case on you.
Right.
The creator giving them the case. Right. That's how we got to start looking at it.
So I'm back to these groups and trying to help out the groups or whatever. So there's a hierarchy, and every group has a leader where we can reach out to these leaders to communicate with them. Are we ever allowed to interview any of these people? Is there any way possible on the Pepe Snap show that we can get interview people that's behind the wall? Is that possible?
A lot of my friends got out. You know what I'm saying? Time, you know what I'm saying?
Is there any way possible? That's my next question I want to ask you. Is there any way possible that anybody want to come down and be a guest on our show? Because the reason with the Pepe Snap radio show is we want to show y'all out there, these are men who've been through the war and survived the war, and we're trying to save y'all lives, man. Or at least like this. I'm going to put it to you like this. If we take a young brother, right, and we start grooming him from the age of 12 to 18, right, and he still decide to go that way, we can't say nothing, but brother, you know better, you do better. Is that fair? Is that fair? 12 to 17? 12 to 18? Is that fair?
Nobody in. Nobody in.
Get them at that age. Impact each person where they're at.
Exactly. So we catch them at 12, they're not as bad as a 16-year-old. We can still catch a 16-year-old. He's just going to be a little hard to get reach than that 12-year-old, though.
And then we got to become aware of mental illness, too, because some of this is mental illness and ain't helpable.
But we work with
that way. Helpable. You can't be treating mental illness. You're trying to be an activist. Get a guy from not being violent or not, you know, getting himself in, end up in prison or get killed. But you gotta still find out is this possible mentally?
That
mentally, you know what I mean.
And if we find out that it's mental,
with somebody stubborn, with somebody not dealing with.
So that means we have to have enough people on the team where we can take them, like, find out what we're dealing with. And there's nothing wrong with it being financed because we got to have money to do it. And there's nothing wrong with a person making a living. And there's another problem with someone making a living for me.
I say everybody got money on their books. Not everybody. I mean, I won't say everybody. Okay.
See, that
it's
everybody
hard.
Is hard.
It'll be everybody with it. They have groups on account.
Hold on for a second.
They got to count for members because that would be our protection.
What?
Every group has got to count for members because if they ain't a member and they ain't counted for, it's a reason why.
Exactly.
So, you know, certain crimes, we ain't sending nobody.
Right. And then what about the ones who are still, because, you know, there's still some live wires out there who's not being rehabilitated. There's a live wires out there. They banging. They doing everything, like, for real. They ain't trying to hear nothing. And I'm sure there are probably some old ones out there that still. Is there some old heads that still like that, too? Have you ever ran into an old head that was still like, yo, he's still wilding as an old head? Now, you know what I'm saying? Most of your older dudes, huh?
Prison.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In prison, there's some old heads that still ain't got it. Like, they going to bang this thing out to the end. And I'm not saying banging as a game, but I'm talking about banging this lifestyle to the end. So
dead. The one I'm thinking about is dead now.
Correct, but at the same time. So. My thing is, are we only going to try to work with the ones who are trying to be rehabilitated? Or are we going to try to support, no matter if you back there, you all we dealing with? It got
to
be some type of vetting system.
Why? That's the point. The start of it will be structure. But that structure, that's a start. And then you're able to get all your group on one accord for the most part. And then we go and see what that group's about. Gang, all right. The whole point is to get y'all from not having such a negative stigma,
right,
on you,
and not have that rotating door.
Ain't gonna be in the joint, supposed to be doing nothing but getting better. You know, being a better Muslim.
Right.
Christians on in the joint, trying to be a better Christian.
Right.
Religious related. You have gangs, not religious, but they had a still their own structure and same. You see what I'm saying?
So we found out, say for we got somebody in this program that we're helping them out, right? And then the word got to us, like, you know, he in here playing with boys. Can we kick him out?
Hey, they gonna, that's what I said. They don't count. It's one thing. That's gonna be part of it. Hey, they, most men don't, and the joint don't deal with dudes. That's a separate issue in there.
Okay, I'm still
there. No, it's the same. What I mean by that, we don't mess. We know a dude mess with boys. And Islam, we go say something to him.
Yeah.
He can't do it.
Oh, no.
Can't do, but that's every group.
You were supposed to do it both out here.
Nowhere.
Right. But if a group is letting, then that's a group that we ain't gonna deal with.
Ain't dealing with it. That ain't no man group. And this, you know what I mean? That's why they have count and no count, because dude over there still claiming whatever he was, and they're messing with boy. You know what I mean? That ain't no respected. I mean, real men don't never respect that, no matter what.
In or out.
You have some exceptions to the rule. When I say exceptions to the rule, you might have dudes on a case together, childhood friends, whatever, he ain't, he gay, he ain't, both killers in here for the rest of their life, he still might have a soft spot for him, because he killer with him, on the case with him, he might go to war with him and all that, but he ain't, he hate that he mess with boys, and he ain't involved in nothing, he ain't going with him to war with no boy.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But me that ain't mama telling him, I'm telling you, like it was, that's okay, that's chaotic.
Right.
Ain't nothing in no. If we dealing in a prison of men, we got to deal with men.
Right.
And any man dealing with another man ain't no man.
So, do we include sisters that's behind the wall? Or do we start out with the men? Or should we let women who's been there, let them handle that division?
Women's situation is different. You still help them the same, but it's different. Different. Two totally different.
And the only way we can know that is dealing with sisters.
I know they're women still, so I know a child molester can be in a serious woman prison and not die and be among the population, where in a man's prison, it ain't gonna happen. They're gonna be dead.
Right.
So we know the mentality of women ain't the same as men. You know what I mean? Just from them little episodes like that.
You know what's so funny that you said that? I was watching something just last week. It was some females who was locked up. They was home now, and she said the same shit. She said, the difference between us and them behind the wall is this. You can have a female in there who's a child molester, and there'd be a B word braiding her hair, and it won't be no problem. But if there's a brother, he got hell to pay.
You hear me?
Wow.
That's why you're the mentality of a female over a guy.
And that's why I hit... That's why I'll be hitting that stuff hard with that whole transgender stuff, because you're not a woman. A woman is a woman and a man's a man. I don't care what you do, and I don't care what nobody says.
No illness, man.
It is, man.
Man. Come on, man.
And we're not, and we don't care anybody who's, but we ain't about. It's just, it is what it is.
Want a woman, then don't want to go make a man like a woman.
Right.
You just get a real woman.
And the mentality is different, bro. Damn, man, we got 19 minutes. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with our last segment. You sitting up there listening to the Peppy and Snap Radio Show, episode 12. Tonight we're talking about the stories told about gangsters. Yo, it feels good to be back at the crib, right? We come a long way, man. I was watching some of our old shows, man. We used to be at the first studio that was in the basement, man. You see how all our work, bro? We on our way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we on our way.
All
bro.
My hardships, I ain't never want to change my mind for it. Never.
Neither one of us.
I might be on hard days, but never have I ever said, oh, this ain't gonna. I ain't never want, but I know what I see.
I know each other's character.
And you're not worried about it.
Right.
When your intention is right.
Right.
What you trying to do? What you got to worry about?
Right.
I don't care what come with that.
Right.
Ain't no bad. I don't care what they say is bad. Ain't no bad come with it. What you talking about? You know, here trying to get off, get this shit in order. That's how you get it in order.
Talking to Mike Moore, Cambridge.
These dudes can't feel like they can go. You see how like Tekashi went, couldn't go in there with the real bloods. You know what I mean? Don't want to be. Now, you see what I'm saying? That's the prime example. Man. Doing all this rah-rah, though. Stirring up, but got some other dudes. That's their fault, though. You gotta know. Look, this is not TV. Them bars and that cement's real. It ain't going to outlive you for the most part.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And it's just the stuff that go on in there is what they're not prepared for. I think some of these teenagers, man, that do this, you see some of the heinous crime, they get in there with 60, 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, 15, 16, 19, and it's worse as joint. Somebody killing every week, every day. Rapers, baby, you know, they're trying to rape boys and all. I mean, really rape and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? They come in and unassuming.
Right.
Never been to prison. Think he was hard on the street, found out. And this dude been in here raping boys for 20 years.
Now here you come.
In tip-top shape, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And here you come with
here you goof.
With your red hair. With your hair dyed. Looking like a goofy.
You gonna make a damn hair dye.
You know what's so crazy, though? These boys, listen, I knew when we was growing up, bro, it was a progression of this. These boys is catching their very first case getting them 10 plus. You know what I'm saying?
It's
times
a
time.
Lead case.
Yeah.
It's way more prevalent now.
Yeah.
They were back in the
day. Yes. You
ain't no telling what number they on, man. It was only on 5,600 when I went. Ain't no telling. That probably done doubled or tripled. The number probably is. I was a 5,600 and some inmate.
Talking
to Southern District of Indiana. So, since then, that was 97. So, imagine this 2022, what number they own.
Right, right.
I mean, thousands. That's how you find out what the numbers are. The latest Fed case right now. Whatever the number is, you know how many of them have been locked up in.
Damn.
Out the Southern District of Indiana.
That's crazy, bro. You think about it, cause this is one thing, man. If you experience something, I'm gonna give you a perfect example about experience. I never spent a long stint behind a wall. I think my longest stint was 10 or 12 days, right? But you know what helped me survive, though? I'm gonna tell you how I was able to adapt and surviving. I know 12 was short, but see how I was able to do it? Because I experienced it going through boot camp in the military. It was almost the same process. Like when I went to boot camp, my mind wasn't ready to go to in shock like that, because my whole world turned around 360, because I went from living this life to, like, because when I went to boot camp, I never understood, like, why do they have everybody come in to boot camp and they make sure everybody arrives at 3 a.m.? This is why. They have everybody arrive at 3 a.m. because by that time you're fatigued. You didn't travel all over. You got some guys coming from California. So everybody, like we all was in Illinois. So you have some guys coming from California, Arizona, from all over the place. Because I never thought, like, well, I'm coming from Indianapolis going to northern Chicago. Why y'all put me on a Greyhound bus? Because they knew I was going to be on the bus for 8 hours. I was going to be tired and fatigued. You see what I'm saying? So I'm disoriented. This is a mind game. It's a mind game. See what I'm saying? And so we get us in there. The first thing they do, they like, oh, I'm say I go there, like, I'm Dwayne Abernathy. And they go, you see that door down there? Walk down that hallway and go through that door. But you by yourself. You walk into the unknown. So you walk down this highway, you open the door. As soon as you open the door, yeah. Your whole world just goes from what you've known for 18 years, bro, to what the fuck? You see what I'm saying? And you sit in the room, take your clothes off, get in line up, blah, blah. They make you strip, like, you know, you go to lock up, it ain't the same thing, but, you know, you get sprayed down. Same shit.
I know.
Same shit. So imagine this. Now, I'm sitting in a room with 80 other men, boys, whatever you call them, but ass naked.
Weirdo stuff.
Some weirdo shit.
You already know a weirdo thought that one up.
Exactly. And then from that point on, we had to get up in the morning, and they used to make us, we were naked then, of course, you had to be heel to toe
naked.
Not naked, no. Oh, I said, no. No, they ain't do that shit. I'm talking about when you first go in, though, they take you through the same process if they know you stand for a minute. Like somebody going to the drunk tank, you don't go to that. You get locked up and they know you're going to be there for a while. You go through the process. You get what I'm saying? So after that night, we get there at 3 o'clock in the morning. They make you go through all this shit, right? They let you go to bed at 5:30 in the morning, right?
After getting up at 2.
No, you ain't been asleep. You travel
from 3 in the morning to the next 5:30 in the morning.
No. So say, for instance, you traveling. So say, for instance, I left Indianapolis at 9 p.m. that night. I get to boot camp at 3 a.m. So I'm tired, 8 hours, and they do it on purpose. See what I'm saying? So say, for if you flying in from California, you don't get no straight flight from California. They will make sure that you fly from California to North Carolina, to Baltimore, then to Chicago. They want to make sure that you're fatigued when you get there at 3 a.m., right? When you get to 3 a.m., then they take you through that shock thing where your whole life is wrapped around, and then you got to go through the process, and they check you butt naked, all that shit. So you went through all this shit, right? Then they let you, then they give you, like, the same thing. You're going to jail, they give you your blanket and shit. You do the fucking perp walk and all that shit. The only difference is you don't got no other prisoners haggling you or whatever boot camp, right? But you're going through the same type of shit, right? So then they let you go to bed at 5:30 just to wake you up at 6 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
Man, that's
torture, bro. You're right. It's mental torture. Well, you're so tired, you don't, but you don't, at the same time, you don't know. Right?
Oh, you didn't know they was going to get you up to sleep?
No, you don't know none of this shit. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't know. That's why they make sure you fatigue. Right? So then you jump. So automatically they come there, bang, bang, wake your ass up. So first thing you do, what you do? You jump out the bed, right? You jump out the bed. They owe you, get your fucking feet off my grid lot. You can't put your feet on my floor. So you jump back in the bed. Don't you ever touch my floor with your naked feet. Put some shoes on. But in a way, that's a good thing.
What if you didn't jump out the bed?
No, well, the no. Ones who jump, right. But the ones who jump out, I jumped out the bed. I ain't know no better.
I would have jumped out the bed.
Right.
I jump out so, now.
Yeah. So know. then they tell you the rules, whatever. And it ain't no talking. You go to the chow hall, you can't talk for 3 months. Bro,
but that's why I didn't keep them jokers' mouth shut in jail.
What I'm trying to say is all that mental breakdown. You see what I'm saying? So then, as you go and maneuver through, you get to start learning who's thorough, who's not thorough. People start breaking up into their little groups. You knew who the homos were because you can tell who the dudes who were gang affiliated. You start seeing this stuff, whatever. That's why I said, man, we have to do a show, bro, and show the comparison of how the feds and the U.S. Navy is, bro. That shit is a whole lot. It's the same mental breakdown stuff.
I believe it.
Because I know. So what?
Because if you catch a case while you're in the service, you're going to a military federal prison. But it's
right.
The same as the feds.
It ain't. Yes.
It's not. Still.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm. And you know, and we only got 9 minutes left. It's also, we got to get into this. And it's also, this is what people don't understand. Once you become in the military, you don't fall under the laws. You fall under the UCMJ. The UCMJ stands for United. Oh, shit. I got to write it down. UCMJ is pretty much the military book of laws. So in other words, so check this out. Say, for instance, if I caught a dope case, but I was in the military. And I go to the feds. I go to feds for 10 years. The day that I get out of the feds for those 10 years, I get picked up by the feds. Does that make sense? And get charged with the same crime a second time.
Because all of you was in the military.
Right, because I don't fall under regular law no more.
Without a question, you're so right.
And that's why when you become, when you know what?
Probably why, oh boy,
he was in this. I was in the feds with a cat that had was in military prison first, though.
Yeah.
So that's what happened to him.
Yes.
His dope case got him two dope cases.
Yes.
He got a fed dope case, and
he got a military dope case, but he had a fed. Yes.
The dope case, the military must have been worse. Severe penalties then on where from his situation.
Yes.
Because he did more time in the military prison.
Yes.
Than in the
feds. You fall under the UCMJ. The UCMJ is a totally different. That's what we got. Man, we got a lot to do on Pepe Snap now, bro. The UCMJ, bro, is a totally different set of books and laws. So say for if I caught a body, right? Once I get there with my body, I got to do this.
That's only if you're in active duty, though.
Yes, because once you become a military, you become a GI. You know what GI stands for? Government issue. Government issue means we own you, and we're giving our. It's almost like this is like say, for instance, I own this remote control. I say, here, Pep, you can borrow my remote. When you're in the military, the rest of the world, the government, the GI, you are GI, and they tell the world we're loaning you this person. They own you. Like when I joined the military, you give them that social security, they literally own you for the whole time, just like being in the feds. They own you for the whole time you're under that contract. So no matter what, listen, bro, I've been in the military. Say, for instance, I woke up sick. I still have to go to work, and they would tell me if I'm sick enough not to work. Like I have to go. They have to say, nah, I could be throwing up blood and everything. They're like, nah, you good, go to work. But if I'm not good, if they look at it like, nah, you sit up, you do not own yourself as a GI, bro. That's why they're able to get away with the shit that they do. We're going to get into that. We only got 6 minutes to go, but that's just deep. So back to what my saying, though, is that's why when I went to jail, my mind clicked. It clicked. And it always clicks. So the only way it clicks is if somebody who's ever been to jail before, because if somebody been to jail before and then go to jail a second time, your mind gonna click where you, okay, I gotta adapt to this bullshit. You see what I'm saying? Again, because you experienced it before. The shit ain't way in the boot camp, but I didn't know that. The first time I went to jail, I had already been through all this shit with the military, and so when I went to, I'm not bragging, but what I'm trying to say is I had to shift gears. My mind clicked like, okay, I know I'm in the jungle. So it's certain things you ain't going to do. I mean, you could. Boot camp? Motherfuckers don't cry? Boot camp? Motherfuckers get beat up all the time? They're called blanket parties. You a type of motherfucker, because the thing about it in the boot camp is like this. You do something that's fucked up, you never get in trouble. You do some shit, Pappy don't get in trouble. Peppy do steal something, Peppy will never get in trouble. You know who gets in trouble?
The rest of the boys.
The rest of us.
That'll turn you.
So our whole goal is, so you do something and it's 60 of us, and you keep fucking up, you do some bullshit.
And they make sure he don't got to pay.
You don't have to pay. The other 59 of us got to pay.
Well, that's what they showing you, like if you're on the battlefield.
Yeah. So what's going to happen to him that night, though?
I'm sure he figured out a way to...
He had a problem on his hands.
Yeah.
Man, they used to do dudes like this, bro. A blanket party is like this, man. Dudes would take the padlock. We had padlock. You take the padlock and put it into your thing. He sleep, right? They'd go throw a sheet on and tie him down in his bed. And every motherfucker would go, bam! Bam! Hit that motherfucker with the fucking padlock and pillowcase. This shit is... Motherfuckers don't talk about this shit. That's what I'm saying. The Pepe Snap Show,
well,
we got
like
some shit to do.
Like prison. Like
man.
You can mess up with the joint part of one of them brotherhoods.
You got it. It is what it is. Like, we didn't play that homo stuff in the Navy. We ain't doing that. I mean, all that stuff, bro. So we're going to get into it, but we only got 3 minutes. We got to go... Pepe Snap Radio Show, I keep saying podcast. We out, bro.
Yeah.
Like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. And Pepe,
stick to your guns, literally and figuratively.
Inshallah, we will see you guys next Thursday. Oh, and just to let you guys know, you listen to the radio show live every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you guys want to see the TV version of the Pepe Snap radio show, join YizerTV.com and go to the Yizer Raw station, and where our TV, the new episode of the TV show is on, starts Thursday at noon, and that episode runs all day long on Thursday. If you want to see back episodes of Pepe Snap, you just watch it before noon. All right, we out. Peace.
Peace. Our dream of life is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them Billy's, this isn't her. You scared with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison her. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got about buses, it's better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stand right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turned in your car, should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blanks for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this shit ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my...